Widely cultivated as a fodder and food plant, the pinnate leaves of the peened and branchy tendrils to which the plant clings to the support. Peas have large stipules, butterfly-like pea flowers are colored white, purple, or pink. The seeds are slightly compressed spherical peas tightly packed in a pod. Varieties of seed peas are dividing into three groups. Shelled peas, whose spherical peas have a smooth surface. Second and first dishes are prepared from dry grains of husking varieties. They contain a lot of starch and are used both in the food industry and for the production of bioplastics. Brain pea is so called because its peas shrivel when ripe and look like a miniature brain. The seeds of the brain varieties have a sweet taste and are often mistaken for sugar snap peas. Brain varieties are unseen mainly for preparations. Light varieties are usually preserved, and dark ones are frozen. Brain peas are unsuitable for cooking, as they do not boil. Sugar pea. These varieties do not have a parchment film in the pods. When drying, the seeds of sugar varieties are strongly distorted due to the high moisture content. Pea seeds are a source of carbohydrates and vegetable protein, but their main nutritional value lies in the high concentration of mineral salts and trace elements. Each pea contains almost the entire Mendeleev table. In addition, the composition of the seeds includes fatty acids, natural sugars, dietary fibers, and starch. The seeds of the culture contain vitamins of group B as well as vitamins A, H, K, E, P, P. Despite the cold resistance of the culture, it is growing only in sunny areas. Soils for peas need to be moist but not wet, with a neutral reaction and light, mainly loamy or sandy. Peas grow best after pumpkin or nightshade crops. In autumn, it is desirable to fertilize the pea plot with humus or compost at the rate of half a bucket per square meter, or to apply mineral fertilizers in the amount of 30 to 40 grams of superphosphate and 20-30 grams of potassium chloride per square meter. And in the spring, immediately before planting, it is necessary to fertilize the soil with ammonium nitrate at the rate of 20-30 grams per unit area. Early ripening Hesbana, Tyresia, Alpha, Corvin, Zamira, Misty, early ripening Gloriosa, Vinco, Asana, Abador, mid-early Ashton and Sherwood, mid-ripening Viola, Matrona, Nicholas. Twin and late ripening Resap are considered the best shelling pea varieties. Already widely 17th century, it was considering more nutritious and less gas producing than seed or vegetable peas. Today, chickpeas grow in 30 countries of the world, but on an industrial scale, they are growing mainly in North Africa, Turkey, Pakistan, India, China, and Mexico. Chickpea is an herbaceous, self-pollinating annual with an erect branching stem that reaches a height of 20 to 70 centimeters and is covered with ferruginous hair. Depending on the variety, branching can begin at the base of the stem or in its middle part. The root system of chickpeas is rod-shaped. The main root reaches a length of 100 and more centimeters, but the main mass of the roots lies at a depth of 20 centimeters. At the ends of the roots, tubers are forming, which contain nitrogen-fixing bacteria. Chickpea leaves are also downy, complex, odd, pinnate, consisting of 11 to 17 obovate or elliptical segments. The color of the leaves can also be green, yellow-green, gray-green, and sometimes green with a purple tint, depending on the variety. During flowering, small white-blue, yellow-green, purple or pink five-membered flowers open on one or two flowered peduncles. The chickpea fruit is an oval, oblong oval or rhombic bean 1.5 to 3.5 centimeters long with a parchment inner layer. Seeds in the amount of one or two can be colored straw yellow, green or grayish purple. There is such a pattern. Varieties with white flowers give light seeds and varieties with pink and purple, dark. Beans with seeds do not crack when ripening. Chickpeas can be angular, resembling a ram's head, or rounded or angular round, resembling an owl's head. Small